Sadly, my childhood is now a long time ago, but Sunday was still, in my youth, was still a day apart. There was no great deal of work done. As soon as my sister and I were old enough to understand it, we were taken to church on a Sunday morning by my father, or if father wasn't going, my mother's father, my grandfather, shepherd. We didn't go to Sunday school because my mother wouldn't allow us to run around the village on a Sunday, but she gave us a Sunday school lesson in the afternoon. But mainly it was in the winter. But Sunday was a day apart, as I said, and we always had breakfast all together at the table. I think it was usually boiled eggs. And then we got ready for church and off we went. We were taken. And often my father had to take his father, my grandfather John Hanscom, because he had lost his sight. But he lived at Woodbine opposite the church, and father took him, and we all sat in a pew on the right-hand side of the church. The other side was full of the Sunday school, and it was a morning service. It was matins with all the right psalms and everything, and it lasted with the sermon was probably about 10 minutes long. And then when we came out, father took grandfather back home to Woodbine, or unless he was coming here for dinner, when we always had to have pork. And then father always said, "I'm going up home." And that meant he was going to Woodbine to see his mother and his sister who lived there. And after dinner, which was usually roast beef or roast lamb. You could only get lamb in the spring. It was mutton at other times of the year. And then after we'd washed up and cleared up, my mother used to go upstairs and have a wash and change and put on a different dress from the one she wore in the afternoon. It was her Sunday best, and my father was in his suit, which he always wore on a Sunday. And mother used to give us our Sunday school lesson. We learnt all the usual Bible stories, Old Testament and New Testament. And then in the winter time, she would read to us the children's classics such as Little Women, Children of the New Forest, and all the children's classics, which we quite enjoyed. In the winter time, my father would light the fire in the sitting room, a big open fire with logs, and it was very cozy in there. And then after tea, my mother often used to go to church, and we was home with father, and he read to us, but he read the other stories we had got. But one he would not read was about a Christmas cat. But then mother came home from church, and I suppose we went to bed. We were always in bed in good time.
What about when you grew up, when you were older, and what did people do on
Yes,
Sunday
this
afternoons?
was really just up until the time I was about 9 or 10. After that, and particularly when we went to secondary school, there was often homework to finish and to get our books and everything ready to go to school the next day. Sunday was in church, it was a different service from the one we have now. It was matins. And in the, not many women attended in the morning because they got to get the dinner. But they were there in the evening. And if we went in the evening, we sat on the other side of the church with my mother's shepherd family. And I can still see several people who used to be there. There was a Miss Chapman who sat in the pew in front of us. She was a little lady and she always wore a band of black velvet round her neck. She was a housekeeper to a man who lived in Broad Oak Lane. And all the men always wore suits. It didn't matter what they were doing, if they were going for a walk or if they were going to church. They didn't go casual as they do now, but they always wore suits. I'd remember in the morning, Frank Goldsmith, who sat opposite the door, he always wore a brown suit and he always had a buttonhole. It often arose, and there was Horace the verger sat in the first pew, and in that pew sat Johnny Trussell. He was a little bit simple, but he was always there. And Charlie Wilson, who was another man who was a little bit simple, always sat under the clock. And it was the same week in, week out. And in the summertime, on a Sunday, a walk was the thing to do. We used to go up Woodlade, around Highdown, Haggy Hills. And then as we got older, we used to go. Mother didn't come, but Father used to take us. We used to go round the fish ponds and over to Wilbury. And fish ponds is down hanging through bush close, down hanging hills, cross the road and up the next footpath. Over the stile and on the left was a big pond. It was had goldfish in it. And then you walked on through to Wilbury School and back down the lane. And then back down Wood Lane home. And you always met other people who were walking. But we couldn't go in the wood. That was marked private. Trespassers will be prosecuted, although they can't actually prosecute you for it. And inside was, you could be seen the row of dead birds on the line, indicating that the gamekeeper had done his job. And then back through bush close and home. And it was, we met lots of people all out doing just the same thing, because nobody went far, but people always dressed. Women always wore their hats. A woman, if she went anywhere, if she took her coat off, she didn't take her hat off. And then we came home. Sometimes somebody used to call, possibly by arrangement, because Mother always made coffee. And she had digestive biscuits. And we used to sit and make polite conversation. And sometimes when we went out, we would go up to Highdown and down the avenue and call in on Mr. and Mrs. Foot. Mr. Foot was the coachman for Highdown House. And they lived in one of the cottages. And Mrs. Foot had got a very high shelf. And on this shelf was kept the biscuit tin and the sweet tin. And Nina and I used to keep looking up to see when the sweet tin would come down. And so Sundays passed. And But as we got older, we went out a bit more. And of course, as we left school with our group of friends, we used to go out for a walk in the afternoon. But evenings were at home, and often we, as we got older, we went to church again in the evening. We weren't particularly religious, but that's all you had to do. And went to church, and there were different people there. And Sundays, and then Monday, sometimes the cop was filled on a Sunday night, ready for Monday washing. But it was a little bit different from some people, but so I'd say we didn't go to Sunday school. Mother gave us our lesson, and I think we knew practically all the hymns in the ancient and modern. And when Mother was cleaning the lamps when we were very little, she used to tell us the story of the wise virgins and the foolish virgins. And we seem to be brought up on Bible stories and singing hymns. But most people sung hymns because you had the wireless or radio, as we now call it. There was no recorded music, and people didn't go to shows and hear songs. And women used to sing while they were doing their housework. And the last person I remember hearing singing, doing her housework, was Aunt Lil, who was in her 90s, and she was singing hymns.